Buck usually will sell Arkansas stones. You've heard of Buck Knives, the brand name Buck? Mm-hmm. They will sell you an Arkansas stone, and they have three different grades according to the fineness or coarseness of the grit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now those will sharpen a knife speedily and as good as anything I have ever used. Mm-hmm. They're not as fast as this, naturally. You've got to rub on it a while.
Yeah.
For a quick fix, this is the best I've run across. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to get one down to where you can shave with it, the Arkansas stone will do it.
Hmm. I'll have to keep that in mind. Our knives are never sharp, so.
Well, I've got a catalog here. Well, there it is right there beside that clock. Uh-huh. That big, thick
yellow. Yeah.
It's got Arkansas stones in it. And I think that's what they're called, is Arkansas stones. The different grits come by different color. One is pink and one is white and mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I see your cat got up.
Oh, that's Tuffy. He's tailless. He was born that way.
Oh, he was born that way?
Yeah.
Is he one of those Manx cats or something?
I don't know. He's just alley cat. Come here, Tuffy.
He's pretty.
Come here. He's just a lover. That's all he is. Oh, yeah. It's all right, Tuffy.
He's. You want to smell? Such a sweet, yes.
Yeah. Okay, you want down? Okay. Oh, yeah.
What would a rancher have to use to get the wool off sheep?
Shears.
Okay. What are some other tools a rancher might carry with him?
A rancher? Fence stretchers, which come in a number of different types, staples, there is a tool, and I don't know, I guess it would be called a fence pliers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's got a horn on it, on one side, that you can go in under a staple and pull it. Mm-hmm. It's real heavy jawed. You can also grab a staple if you could get a hold of it. Mm-hmm. And do whatever you wanted to with it. Mm-hmm. You can cut wire with it. They're just regular fence pliers. They're made specially for that, and they're real handy for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard a rancher talk about that too. What would you use to pound a nail in?
You can use those to pound the nail in. One side of one of the jaws has got a flat spot on it, and it's heavy enough you can drive staples or nails or whatever you want to with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you can use a hammer or any kind of a hammer you can drive nails with. Mm-hmm. Of course, carpenters use claw hammers usually. Or rip hammers. Mm-hmm. A claw hammer and a rip hammer, the difference being that the nail pulling claws are either curved or pretty much straight.
Uh-huh.